Back to work, back to school, back on air. Thank you for joining CNN Student News for its 2016 events coverage. I'm Carl Azus. First up, Happy New Year. The scenes from cities around the world lit up by fireworks just after midnight on January 1st. 2016 is a leap year. That means it has 366 days in it, the extra one being on February 29th. So folks born on that date in a leap year will get to celebrate their birthdays on their actual birth date. 2016 is also an election year in the U.S. President Obama has reached the two-term limit, so American voters will be choosing a new leader in November. Before that can happen, though, each major party has to nominate one candidate for president, and the process to whittle down the Democratic and Republican fields starts next month. For the Democrats, three candidates are still in the race. Polls indicate that the front runner is former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. For the Republicans, 12 candidates are still in. Polls indicate that the front runner is businessman Donald Trump. Two GOP candidates dropped out of the race over the Christmas break. On December 21st, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina announced the end of his run for president. And on December 29th, former New York Governor George Pataki suspended his campaign.
President Obama will give his final State of the Union address in just a few days. Could his agenda motivate Republicans or divide the Dems? Then there are more debates dotting the calendar. January alone will see three more face-to-face confrontations. February 1st is the critical day, the Iowa caucuses.
This is the big potato.
The winners and losers from Iowa will face each other again for another debate, wedged in just before the next vote in New Hampshire.
I appreciate the men and women of New Hampshire.
It's great to be in beautiful New Hampshire.
A win by an establishment Republican in New Hampshire could set the stage for a South Carolina showdown. The Palmetto State's GOP primary is just days later, February 20th.
It's great to be back in South Carolina, a place that believed in me.
And don't forget the Nevada caucuses for the GOP just 3 days later. It's exhausting just thinking about it, but no rest for the political weary. 1 week later, the first day of March, Super Tuesday, when no fewer than 13 states will cast their primary votes. So put the pedal to the metal. The race to the White House is full speed ahead.
Last night, 8 million people in 16 U.S. states were under a flood warning. It was what remained of a monstrous storm system that struck in late December, stretching from New Mexico to Michigan and sloshing its way east. It brought several powerful tornadoes to Texas, destroying homes and buildings near Dallas. Hailstorms, snowstorms, hundreds of flight cancellations hit the central part of the country, and dozens of people died in the severe conditions brought by this system. For some, the worst of it came well after the storm hit. As floodwaters flowed into rivers, they crested their banks and spilled through communities. The Mississippi flooded and inundated parts of Illinois, and its swollen waters slowly spread out along the Mississippi's southern path. It's not expected to reach its highest point in Memphis, Tennessee, until January 9th. In Greenville, Mississippi, until January 14th. In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, until January 19th. Relief efforts are being made nationwide. CNN's Impact Your World site has a list of organizations that are helping flood-stricken areas. We put a link to that at CNNStudentNews.com. Reporter Dan Simon is in Missouri, where officials say storms and flooding killed 15 people over the past couple weeks.
This is what you call a giant debris field. You can see the magnitude of destruction in this community, all these household items that people have collected and have brought over to this community center. Ultimately, this will be taken to a landfill, but in the meantime, you need a place to put all of this stuff. I can tell you that Governor Jay Nixon of Missouri has asked the Obama White House for a federal emergency declaration to speed up the removal process. He says in order really to get Missouri back on its feet, you have to have all of the debris removed and to try to get the cleanup accelerated. So he's hoping that the White House will honor that request. In the meantime, we're going to walk around a little bit. You can see all of the stuff that people have dropped off. You can see mattresses and other household items. And you see a whole bunch of sandbags in the back. Those cannot be reused at all. I want you to listen now to what the governor said just a short time ago.
I'm from this part of the state. I mean, and quite frankly, it's almost hard to believe.
when you see the levels of where water was, when you're coming over historic highs, I mean, from the beginning of time, we kept records by 4 and 5 feet. I mean, when you're seeing 55 close, when you're seeing a house that's floated, a full house that's floated into the Highway 30 bridge and blowing up, I mean, it's almost as if you're living on some other planet.
Fortunately, the floodwaters have receded, so now what you're left with is just the debris. And in reality, this is just a fraction of what you're seeing all throughout the state. Hundreds of businesses and homes have taken on significant damage.
It's our first roll call of the year. Our producers choose these schools from each day's transcript page at CNNStudentNews.com. We're starting in Eastern Austria. Hello to Bundesrealgymnasium und Bundesgymnasium, located in the town of Oberschützen, Austria. Escanaba is a city on Michigan's Upper Peninsula. It's there that the Eskimos are watching at Escanaba High School. And just southeast of Arizona's capital is the city of Chandler. Shout out to the Knights. They're on guard at Arizona College Preparatory.